Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Debbie Brock, founder of Homeopathy World Community. Each Sunday, I'm so pleased and grateful to be able to present a short meditation session. This gift to you will assist your nighttime rest and healing for your daytime energy level. Today is February 27th, 2011, and you're listening to a meditation, our show number 4. Thank you for joining me. If you can't stay or are already on your way to work, you may download the archive after the show to your computer or audio player. For me, now I feel the very quietness of the night. It's still. And actually, you never know when the winds will change and what will happen in your life. Whether you're in a state of panic or trauma, whether you're caring for an elderly person or a loved one, you never know when things will just turn around in just the blink of an eye. So think good thoughts. Each Sunday I will share some universal thoughts that touch our lives in a unique time and place. As you listen to my words, you have the power within and the ability in your mind to hear the words that need to be said, to hear what is needed and necessary and important to you, while glossing over those words that are not precisely ready for your ears, that you will not be applying at this time in your life. Today, we will think and talk about a number of themes, about faith, about fears. We will start with the usual introduction to guided imagery. So take a deep breath and let it out. And again, in through your nose and out through your mouth. And let your entire body relax. Relax all your muscles, the back of your head, your neck, your shoulders, your upper back. Feel the breath coming in deeply and fully into your abdomen as you inhale and exhale. Take a moment to adjust yourself so that you're feeling comfortable. And any time through the meditation, you may readjust. Clinical evidence suggests that imagery activates brain function in the same way as actual experience. Researchers have monitored brain activity during imagery exercises. They have found the same parts of the brain are activated, whether people are just imagining something or actually experiencing it. Visual, auditory, and tactile imagery arise from the cerebral cortex, where language, thinking, and problem solving takes place. Imagery can send a message from the cerebral cortex to the lower brain centers, including the limbic system, the emotional center of the brain. From there, the message is relayed to the endocrine system and the autonomic nervous system, which can affect a range of bodily functions, including heart rate, perspiration, blood pressure, and much, much more. Medical experts guess that stress is a cofactor in causing 70 to 80% of all diseases. Thus, the purpose of guided imagery and meditation is to reduce stress in your life and be able to get in touch with this state of relaxation at any time. When you become conscious and aware that there is tightness or tense muscles within your body, whether you are clenching your jaw, tightening your fist, or feeling cramped in any part of your body. So take a breath in 10, let it out. And again, in and out deeply and fully. Leave space for the oxygen to come into the body and flow to all parts of your system, to your brain, to your eyes, nose, ears, mouth. Breathe the oxygen into your throat and relax with each exhale. Today's thought concerns our fears. We all have them, although we might not recognize what we are truly fearful of, but only we feel the panic, upset, the emotional disturbances, and the physical symptoms. Perhaps you can get in touch with that now. And your body. What does it feel like? Breathe in, rejuvenating energy, courage. Exhale, fear, distress, concern, and worry. You might be surprised that people could be afraid of success and joy, happiness and achievement, and other positive acquisitions. We can hold back from those beautiful things because we may not feel deserving or worthy. Perhaps the past experience has caused inner unrest, and to this day, these past experiences have prevented you from facing this challenge to your wealth, health, and greatest potential. Let us continue with our body scan. Breathe into the top of your head. Breathe out through your eyes. Breathe in through your eyes. Breathe out. Breathe in through your ears. Breathe out through your nose. Breathe in through your nose. Breathe out through your mouth. Breathe in through your mouth. Into your voice, into your laugh, into your pharynx. Energize your potential for communication, for voicing your inner wisdom, for expressing yourself, your feelings, your needs, desires, and wants. Breathe in through your throat and your neck. Breathe out into your chest. Breathe in through your chest. Breathe out through your thymus, the healing potential of the immune system. Breathe in through your thymus. Through your lungs. Breathe in into your lungs. Breathe out into the beating of your heart. And just rest. Just listen to your heart beating. The rest of your body is calm. Heavy, relaxed, with each breath, more and more. as we continue to breathe evenly, slowly, rhythmically, and calmly. If your mind wanders, that's okay. Do you recognize thoughts let them pass through your mind? And bring your thoughts and awareness back to the sound of my voice. As we relax more and more deeply with each breath. And say to yourself, I am not afraid to reach my highest potential. It's okay if things appear to get out of control. I accept whatever is in my path and the challenges set before me. God has only given me what I am capable of handling and coping with. The rest I leave up to Him. I can experience real joy in my life. The joy that comes from doing something godly and beautiful with all of my heart. This will lift me higher and higher as I observe my inner joy being expressed every day. Where there is joy, the divine presence can enter. Where there is joy, I cannot fall or falter. All goodness comes to me. All obstacles evaporate into thin air. I envision the path clear to reaching my goal. Take risks. I have the ability to discern what is the right path for me. Continue to breathe deeply and fully, evenly and rhythmically. With each exhale, I eliminate toxins and waste, concerns and worries. In this state of peace and joy, I have no fear. God is with me. I am able to recognize this state in my waking life and can return to it at any time. I become aware of my breath and my body. My muscles are relaxed. My emotions are calm. I am breathing. I am alive. I am joyful, healthy, and happy. Bring into my mind's eye, I visualize each and every one of my loved ones, whether it is a pet, a family member, a distant relative, a friend near or far, someone from the past, present, or even the future. Take a few moments bring those persons' faces before you in your mind. Send them peace, love, hope, and healing. With each breath, thank you so much for joining me this evening. I'm wishing all of you peace, relaxation, reduced stress, health, and hope. I want to thank Robin Logan for the music tonight. Don't forget to visit Homeopathy World Community. We have many radio shows during the week. Please come back on Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Have a good week to you.